WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly cloudy, 67 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak arrested two men early this morning on separate charges. A little before 2 a.m., 40-year-old Jason Michael Eppenbaugh of Red Oak was arrested in the 1800 block of East Summit Street for possession of drug paraphernalia. Eppenbaugh was cited into court on the simple misdemeanor charge and then released at the scene. And at around 2:25 a.m., 27-year-old Devin Keith Hale of Council Bluffs was arrested in the 200 block of North 2nd Street in Red Oak. Hale was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and charged with disorderly conduct. His cash-only bond was set at $300. In an update to our reports Thursday and overnight Thursday and early this morning, authorities in Cass County say a 27-year-old woman from Atlantic was injured during a rollover accident north of town Thursday morning. The driver and sole occupant of the vehicle was identified as Brianna Pogue of Atlantic. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Ben Bartholomew investigated the accident.
By initial investigation, it looks like the driver had driven off into the gravel or off the side of the road a little bit, overcorrected. So they overcorrected back onto the road, crossed over the center line and came back and went off the road again. Went down into the culvert there and struck the culvert pipe or the ditch and just flipped up on top of it.
The accident happened around 10:28 a.m. southwest of the ADM elevator. Pogue was initially placed in a medevac ambulance to be stabilized before being flown by LifeNet helicopter to Bergen Mercy Hospital. A report on her condition is currently not available. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, medevac ambulance, Cass County Sheriff's Deputies, Atlantic Police, and Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan all assisted at the scene. More roadways that have been closed by flooding for months in southwest Iowa are back open. As we mentioned earlier this week on KJAN, the Iowa DOT had reopened Interstate 29 and Iowa Highway 2 interchange. The DOT planner Scott Sewer says,
you can get from essentially I-29 west all the way to US 275, which was previously closed, and then you can get on Iowa 2 and go from I-29 to 210th Street, but beyond that, we've still got pavement that's missing.
Sewer says they hope to be able to replace the missing pavement soon.
We're hoping to let a contract maybe as early as next week to get some of that work done, but at least there's some mobility at that interchange, which there wasn't previously.
And he says they're looking to get traffic going on Iowa Highway 2 again.
We've got pieces of Iowa 2 that 600 to 800 feet of pavement that are missing in the eastbound and westbound lanes. And our plan is to try to restore mobility in the westbound lanes. And we're hoping to let a contract maybe as early as next week. And hopefully that we can get at least the westbound head-to-head going so people can get over into Nebraska City from Iowa.
They'll have more work to do on Highway 34 as well.
We've got some repairs that need to be done on US 34. And we've got some areas where traffic is head-to-head, particularly on the Nebraska side, due to water that's still on the roadway in the westbound lanes. So we've currently got traffic on the eastbound lanes head-to-head.
All Interstate 29 ramps are now open. Sewer says they're looking at some long-term improvements to Iowa Highway 2 to help deal with any future flood damage. The Cass County Conservation Board is holding a Movie in the Park campground program. Staffers will be showing How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. The public program will be held at the campground shelter at Cold Springs Park in Lewis tonight, beginning at 9:30. The free event may be rescheduled in the event of rain, so keep it tuned to KJAN. The show is about what happens when Hiccup discovers Toothless isn't the only night fury. He must seek the hidden world, a secret dragon utopia, before a hired tyrant named Grimmel finds it first. Come out for a great movie under the stars tonight at Cold Spring State Park. The Conservation Board was awarded an EF and Sylvia Schulberg Foundation grant for their movies in the park. Bring your blanket or chair and dress for the weather, and you do not have to be a registered camper to attend the program. They hope you'll join them. The Cass County Conservation Board is also holding a Dutch oven cooking dinner program. That public program will be held at the campground shelter at Cold Springs Park in Lewis tomorrow, beginning at 5 p.m. During that free program, you can learn how to make a Sloppy Joe casserole dinner entree, a dessert in a Dutch oven. You bring your own place settings for samples, and free will donations for supplies will be accepted. You do not have to be a registered camper to attend that program. And during this holiday weekend, here's a reminder, Atlantic Fireworks Celebration is tonight at the AMU Wellfields. Parking and viewing will be available at the Little League Complex. Today is the last day under city ordinance that you can shoot off personal fireworks in Atlantic. The hours are once again from noon until 11 p.m. There are restrictions on where they may be set off also, including within 300 feet of any public school building, assisted living facility, or hospital. Independence Weekend activities continue today in Exira from 4 until 7. There's a party in the park, the Farmer's Market, Soul Cat at the gazebo, food vendors and beer garden. You bring your own lawn chairs. At 4 p.m., Scott Amusements and Gingrich Pony Rides are available from 5 until 7 tonight at Exira. Road run packets can be picked up at the Exira City Park. At 7 p.m., the Grand River Rodeo takes place at Kickapoo Park. And on Saturday, beginning at 8 a.m., there's the 38th annual Exira Road Run. The 9 a.m., the 4th annual Co-Ed Softball Tournament. At 1 p.m. on Saturday, Scott Amusements and Gingrich Pony Rides. And from 9 until midnight tomorrow, street dancing featuring Lemon Fresh Day in front of the event center. There's a $6 cover charge on that. And then on Sunday at 10:30, they'll have an ecumenical church service at the Exira Event Center. At 2 p.m., EHS Alumni Coffee featuring the class of 1969 at the Exira Lions Building. In our funeral announcements, Joanne LaFrenz, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Joanne LaFrenz will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Linda Suzanne Heaton, age 70, of Nevis, Minnesota, and formerly of Anita, died June 28th. A celebration of life for Linda Heaton will be today at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. The Jones Pearson Funeral Home in Park Rapids, Minnesota, has arrangements. Dale Haynes, age 70, of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died June 12th. Memorial services for Dale Haynes will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Brian Rustvold, age 49, of Audubon, died June 29th in rural Montezuma. Funeral services for Brian Rustvold will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Scotty Allen Peterson, age 55, of Harlan, died June 27th. Funeral services for Scotty Peterson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Runyon, age 76, of Clarinda, died Monday in Kansas City, Missouri. Funeral services for Robert Runyon will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda. Steve McDermott, age 60, of Creston, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Steve McDermott will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Creston Community High School. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Wilma Darlene Eggers, age 70, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. Funeral services for Wilma Eggers will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Larry Rice, age 81, of Greenfield, died Sunday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Larry Rice will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Richard Schecker, age 77, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Richard Schecker will be Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Michael Scott Kerr, age 74, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Michael Kerr will be next Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.